This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to episode number 26, Moments with the Quran. Today's moment takes us to Surah Al-Furqan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan teaches us of a complaint of His Rasul, of His Messenger. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Rasul said, O my Lord, indeed my people have taken this Qur'an as something abandoned. La ilaha illallah. This Qur'an through which nations are raised, and if they far from it, they are debased. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my people have taken this Qur'an as something abandoned. And no doubt, first and foremost, this references the Quraysh and the abandonment of the Qur'an, for they were servants of their desires and the ways of their forefathers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Fussilat, subhanallah, how they used to say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. When the Qur'an is being recited, they would say, make sure you don't listen to it. In fact, raise your voices over it so that you can overcome it, you can overpower it. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Look at this misguidance and this disobedience. Allahul Musta'an. But we know they could never ever beat it and overcome it, right? And we know from the master of poets at the time of the Quraysh, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, right? In his conversation with Abu Jahl, when Abu Jahl became concerned about him because he used to go and listen to the Quran. Al-Walid used to go and listen to the Quran. So Abu Jahl said to him, your people are gathering money for you. They fear that you're going to convert and you're going to go to the other side. Al-Walid said, why would they gather money from me? Al-Walid was rich. Why would they gather money for me rather? Al-Walid was rich and he was a master poet. He was senior and well respected. So Abu Jahl says, you have to say something that convinces us. And you go and listen to this Quran. What are you going to say about it? And Al-Walid subhanallah, he described the Quran in an amazing way. He says, this Quran is sweet. It's amazing. The top of it is fruitful and the bottom of it has bounties that gush forth. And it will always rise and never be risen over. La ilaha illallah. No matter what they did, they could never overcome it. The Quran will always overcome. Brothers and sisters in Islam, that was at the time of the Quraysh. And we have this ayah in the Quran, the complaint of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to ask ourselves a question. Do we behave in a way that constitutes the abandonment of the Quran? And if we look in the rich books that we have, books of Islamic law, right? Books with regards to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the compilations of the Sunnah. We find different ways through which the abandonment of the Quran can take place. From them, number one, not reciting it and revising it. Number two, not pondering over its meanings. And to ponder over its meanings, you have to understand it, which means you got to learn what the verse means, then ponder over it. And pondering over it at the basic level, because pondering is for everyone, implies us after reading an ayah and understanding it, asking ourselves a simple question. This ayah has taught me some knowledge and has taught me some form of action. How close am I to the implementation of this ayah in my life and how far am I from it? And why is there a gap between me and the ideal that I should have with regards to this ayah? And what can I do to plug this gap? Subhanallah. This is basic level pondering, brothers and sisters in Islam. And that is why, yes, tafsir is for the scholars to do, but tadabbur and pondering is for everyone. Some people say, no, we can't ponder over the Quran. Why? Because we don't understand the Quran. Tayyib, go and understand it. Fas'alu ahla dhikr. Go ask the people of knowledge. Hasn't Allah blessed us with books of tafsir now translated into the English language? And if there's parts there that you can't understand, you have a scholar nearby, walillahi alhamd. You have the internet that has brought the far near. You can interact with people from afar, subhanallah, and get answers to the questions that you have, right? So there's no excuse to be ignorant. And now that you have the knowledge, then you engage the Quran in the concept, in the process of tadabbur. And then the third way through which the Quran is abandoned is through not practicing over what it tells you to do. And we can see the relationship between the second form of abandonment and the third. Because if you don't ponder, then you're going to abandon the Quran by not pondering, and a result of it is abandoning the Quran by not implementing. Moving forward, brothers and sisters in Islam, we're in the month of Quran, alhamdulillah. What are we going to do to ensure that we have a better relationship with the Quran in terms of our daily sitting with it? What are we going to do to better our relationship with the Quran in terms of how much we understand of it? And then how much we ponder over it? And then how much we implement it? Right? These are the moments to correct our relationship with the Quran. The relationship of the Quran is not a hit and run relationship, brothers and sisters in Islam, where it's, you know, at a certain time, that's when we hit, and then after, at different times, we run. No doubt, during the seasons of worship, our pious predecessors used to be even more connected to the Quran. We know Rabi' mentions that Imam Shafi'i used to complete the Quran twice in one day, right? And Ibn Abi Dawud, he mentions that Mujahid used to complete it once in a day. And similar has been reported about Abu Hanifa in Tariq al-Baghdad. Right, in the book that lists the history of Baghdad, a similar report is mentioned about Abu Hanifa completing the Quran daily in seasons of worship like Ramadan. Right, but generally, the scholars say, and this is by looking at the reports of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam collectively, that we shouldn't complete the Quran in less than 3 days. Why? Because this will entail a rush. But there's no problem in seasons of worship to do it, like the month of Ramadan, for example, like the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Right, so it shouldn't be done before 3 days. But this is not even a discussion that needs to happen now, because the question is, you know, what are the most number of days before which we should complete the Quran? That is the discussion. Because subhanAllah, I know people, brothers and sisters in Islam, they go the entire year and they don't complete the Quran until Ramadan comes. And this is a problem. Right? And that's what our scholars say, by looking at the different narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ideally it should be completed once every 30 days. And thus we see in the second century of Islam in Iraq, the categorization, the splitting of the Quran into 30 parts to facilitate completing the Quran in 30 days. Okay? But if you can't, then 40 days. But we shouldn't make it go months and months and months, brothers and sisters in Islam, and we don't complete the Quran. Because subhanAllah, we might just fall under the complaint of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his Lord. Right? That we have abandoned the Quran. May Allah protect us and forgive us. So moving forward, especially from now, sit down and really draft for yourself a positive, proactive way forward with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no day passes except that you've had your sitting with the Mus'haf and open the Mus'haf and read from it, right? Except those who are excused, of course. But no day passes except this is a matter from the matters of your life. Like you have breakfast, like you wear your clothes. It's a matter from the matters of your life. You wake up, you never leave the house except that you dressed appropriately. Make it a matter from the matters of your life that you don't sleep except that you've had your daily sitting with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah make us from the family of Al-Quran whilst we are alive, and raise us with the family of Al-Quran in the hereafter. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, Salamullahi alaykum. ورحمته وبركاته.